Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're a week 14. We're a game in. Last night, a doozy that went the Titans' way 30-9 over the Jacksonville Jaguars. Let's get to some Week 14 NFL picks.
The Taz and Moose picks are for fun only. This is not for gambling purposes, just some chuckles and a good time. Enjoy the Taz and Moose picks now. Listen irresponsibly.
It's now time for the Taz and Moose NFL picks. The three picks you need to know.
All right, Pete. Where are we at record-wise?
All right. Taz is at 22-14-3 with a 2-1 week last week. And you, Mark Melusis, are at 19-19. 1-2 last week.
All right, 19-19, 1-2 a week ago. So, got to rally a little bit. Bogus, do you have a theme to your selections this week? Or no,
just bad picks.
Just no theme. Yep. No theme whatsoever. I'm going to begin out in Kansas City. Chiefs and Ravens. And Kansas City's laying 6.5 in this one. And I'm going to take the Chiefs. They come back home after that tough road win last week against a bad Raider team. And the Ravens have been great under Lamar Jackson. I think this is where he gets exposed a little bit. And I've seen that Raven defense at times crack against upper echelon offensive teams. They go on the road in Kansas City. I think it's a difficult spot. I'm not telling you Kansas City's winning this game by 17, 20, 21 points. I think they win it by at least a touchdown, though. So I'm going to take Kansas City. I'll lay the 6.5. That's pick one. What about you, Bogus?
Moose, I'm going to stay with that game, too, and do almost the exact same thing as you. I just don't think the Ravens can score enough in this game to keep the Chiefs close enough. So I'm going to take the Chiefs, lay those 6.5 against the Ravens.
All right, what says you, Taz?
All right, here we go, boys. We got the Carolina Panthers and the Cleveland Browns. 1 p.m. ESSC Eastern. Cleveland, the Browns, they are a home dog at +2. Okay, and I like Cleveland in this. I like them with their +2, so I'll take the Browns. I want to say, I think that if anybody can deal with Cam Newton as far as taking him down, sacking him, or just preventing him from running outside the tackles, it would be a guy named Myles Garrett. You guys know this guy. He's sitting at around 11 sacks right now. He's a stud. He's a big, strong, nasty dude, and he's quick as hell. So I could see that happen. I also do think that Baker Mayfield will redeem himself because last week he played like poopy. I think he had like 3 interceptions. So give me the Browns. I'll take them to win, and I'll take my +2. Browns all the way.
All right, there you go, Taz. All right, pick two for me. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. I said earlier on, I think the Colts can beat the Texans this weekend down in Houston. Houston's 1-9 in a row. The line is 4.5, Houston to the good. I'm going to take Indianapolis +4.5. They're coming off a disastrous offensive performance on the road in Jacksonville. They go back on the road against Houston. If you watch that Texans-Browns game a week ago, Cleveland moved the football. They just didn't take care of the football. And Mayfield made some terrible decisions with some of his throws, and they fumbled it as well. Luck, they protect him. Offensive line does their job. Luck has a big bounce-back game. Give me the Colts +4.5 on the road in Houston. That's pick two. What about you, Bogus?
Moose, I'm going to go with the Saints. They are on the road in Tampa Bay. Extended break coming off the loss to the Cowboys. They're going to bounce back in a big way and thump the Bucs, even in Florida. I'm going to lay the 8.5 and take the Saints.
All right, you're going to lay the 8.5 and take the Saints. What says you, Taz?
Big NFC battle. Big NFC battle. The Eagles at 6-6. They are heading down to the great state of Texas to play the Dallas Cowboys in Arlington at the big AT&T Jerry World Stadium Jones. And the Cowboys are 7-5. I'm not sure if I said that or not. But we've been talking a lot, Moose and I have, all week about how great this Dallas Cowboys defense is. And it's the truth. It's legit. And I talked a little bit about it on the show the other day that, you know, look, Zach Ertz, as great as a tight end as he is, what do you need? You need great linebacker play to shut that down. I know the Eagles have weapons. I know that, but not a ton of them. Zach Ertz is one of their key weapons. And you got guys like Jalen Smith, Sean Lee's coming back, and Van Der Esch. Those linebackers are tremendous. And I think they're going to completely control that portion of the field where tight ends are most deadly. And I think they'll be the key to that key, awesome Dallas Cowboy defense. So And I didn't mention the Cowboys are -3.5. I will take the Cowboys to cover.
There you go. Cowboys lay in the 3.5. Pick 2 for Taz. Pick 3 for me. I'm going to take the Broncos on the road. San Francisco 405 game on Sunday in Santa Clara, Levi's Stadium. It's about motivation, not motivation. Denver has ripped off 3 straight wins, made themselves relevant once again at AFC. The 49ers are thinking about next year as they are a 2-10 football team and hoping that Garoppolo coming off that torn ACL is healthy and ready to go. Give me the Broncos. They'll get after it defensively. Keenum won't implode. Give me Denver laying 4. That's pick 3 for me. What about you, Bogus?
I don't know if I can pick Monday night game, but I'm picking up the Monday night game.
Why not?
Seahawks are -3 at home against the Vikings. I'm done with Minnesota. Seahawks have won 3 straight. They've got some juice up there as well. They're feeling good about themselves. The Vikings just can't be trusted. I think this game will be close, but not close enough. Give me the Seahawks -3.
All right, Seahawks -3. Pick 3 for Bogus. Now let's get the third and final pick from Taz.
Nighttime game, Jones, 8:20 p.m. as they call it, in Chicago, the Windy City. It'll be real chilly Sunday night in Chicago, and the guys from L.A., those nasty Rams at 11-1, they are going to go into Chicago, who's 8-4, and Chicago's a home dog at +3. I got to tell you, Trubisky's coming back, okay? So that's a big deal for the Chicago Bears. I really don't. I think he's going to have a good game, even though you're dealing with a gruesome, nasty, brutal defensive line led by Aaron Donald, who's going to be hunting down and keying on that shoulder probably of Trubisky. And you got to watch Sue, because he'll come at you too. These guys are nasty. But I somehow, some way, I think the 8-4 Bears become 9-4. I'll take my +3. I will take the home dog. Give me the Bears all the way. Best regards, Taz.
There you go. So he likes the Bears at home against the Rams on Sunday night. That's his third and final selection as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.